something real and to have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Yeah. Hi, this is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom.
Can you hear me? Miss Kimmy Kim, can you hear me better now? I hope everyone can hear me. And Miss Glover, can you hear me? All right, but before we bring our guest on, Miss Kimmy Kim, did you have any thoughts of what's going on across the nation? I know we had a couple things that was going on. One importantly, things is going on with the Olympics. There's a ton of stuff that's going on that we definitely want to bring to attention, what's going on right now. So, Ms. Kimmy Kim, do you have any thoughts what's going on with the Olympics right now that's going to be going on in Japan? Do you have any thoughts, Ms. Kimmy Kim? All right, well, I want to bring to a story attention. I don't know if you guys have read about it.
I'm sorry. I'm in a noisy area. Can you hear me?
I got you. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm in a bad area. That's why it's hard for me to come on. But yes, I think that one thing about the – I can hear you, yes. I just was on mute because I'm in a bad area. But honestly, that's why it's always good for Black people and other minorities to be on their A-plus game. They're going to find reasons to disqualify you. And so if you make it, you make it easy when you smoke weed. So, I mean, the rules are the rules. They knew that if she did come on and compete, that she would win most of the, you know, most of the races for the Olympics. So, unfortunately, Black people got to bring their A-plus game. You can't be smoking weed. I mean, hey, the rules are the rules. So they're going to find whatever they can on you so they can disqualify you. So she made it easy on her to be disqualified. I mean, we all go through sorrow, and I do send my sympathies and condolences for the loss of her mom. But honestly, if you know that you're competing, we have to find another way to really deal with it. I mean, so that is the input I have on that. They will always try to find a way to disqualify those who are truly talented. So that is my input.
Absolutely. And for those that are not aware of what we're talking about, as you know, that there has been some uproar of what's been going on across the nation in regards to the Olympic trials and things that are going on. One in particular where people have been a little bit on the fence on is like either yay or nay is with the 100-meter sprinter, the one only Miss Sha'Carri Richardson was, you know, excluded from the roster due to the fact that she, you know, smoking weed, doing something that, you know, that they said that definitely detrimental is one and something that's illegal, can't do it. I know there's things across the United States where there is things where it is legal. And I know that a lot of people have their own personal take, and I'm going to tell people, like, straightforward. I mean, let's be truthful. What I've known this is that, hey, do people make mistakes? Absolutely. I make mistakes all the time. I'm not perfect. I'm going to let you know right now that if it weren't for God's grace and mercy, I wouldn't be where I am now. And I think a lot of times where people got to understand is that if you're not the one – I understand you may hate the rule. You may not like what's going on. But there are rules in place. People make the rules. And you got to understand, if you want to be a game changer, that you got to be on the straight and narrow. Because I understand life's going to hit you all different type of ways, and people handle grief different than others. And I'm not going to try to make it sound like that person's grief should not be any more different than anybody else. And I think that what we as a society have got to stand to make a decision on is that you got to stand up and say to yourself what's important and what's not important. I know a lot of times we're fighting battles that me are very tedious. And as believers, what we got to do is start fighting the real battles. Because I'll let you know this right now. All the uproar that's going on right now, that people were like in a rift, talking about, hey, people can't go to the Olympics, and you know, and we took it away from some of the people that are going, that are making a difference. We got swim cap issues, where swim caps are with girls with thick hair, things like that, are not allowed in the Olympics, certain swim caps. That's something I believe it's kind of a crazy situation. But you know, all in all, what's going on in Tokyo, Japan, is that fans are barred from coming in. So all that rift, all that, hey, we're going to wait until the next go around, all that headache that they were doing, it sort of backfired. And how it backfired is that because of what's going on with COVID-19, ain't nobody going to be in the stands. Ain't nobody's going to be there. She's going to have no fans. So the same way that, you know, you saw the NBA basketball majority of the season with no fans, got fans now, you're going to have to find your inner self to be able to fight and have the faith through to get through it. So I think a lot of times what we as a society, we fight in some of these battles that I believe that are very, very tedious, does not make any sense, and we're pretty much not making an impact like we should be making. I think that we're not understanding there are some great people that are qualified for the Olympics that we should be cheering on. I think we're getting small in these small battles, and no one's really telling the truth. I believe it's a time where things are changing. The church doors, like I say, if any time it's time for you to open up and to be loud in the church doors. I think that's something we got to get them church doors open, get everything together, because I believe we can make a difference. The church doors need to be open. And I pray that we understand these church doors got to be open so that we can make a difference and that we can be louder and be more effective than ever before. Because I believe this, that we're not being effective. And we are not being effective, you can't make a difference. Because you got to make a difference. And I'm hoping I'm loud enough. I'm trying a new mic, y'all. So I hope Ms. Kimmy Kim, let me know if I'm sounding better now or if I'm sounding too far away. I want to make sure that my mic is sounding good and that I'm sounding decent. So please let me know in the chat if my mic is sounding good or is it sounding like I'm distorted or I'm far away, because I want to make those corrections right now so that you all can hear me and that we can make a difference. So what we want to understand this is that there is a time that we have to fight as a people, not just as that, but as believers. Know that you know, God is fighting with us, and we're fighting to make a difference, not just in our neighborhood, not just in our community, but across the nation, across the globe. Will the true believer stand up is the big question everyone's going to ask. And I got to ask you, are you going to be that believer that stands up? I want us all right now, are we going to be that game changer? Are we going to be that one who really wants to make a difference in society and not sit there and be this kind of person that you don't want to make a difference? Because you got to make a difference now. People are relying upon you to make a difference. People are counting upon you to make a difference. People are literally saying to themselves, will you stand up for it? I'm going to go through with the Bible and what the Bible says. Let's go to what the Bible says real fast. just got to understand your adversary. If you go to Revelation chapter 20, starting in verse number 1, it says, "And I saw an angel come down from having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand." In verse number 2, "And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season." In verse 4, "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither has received his mark upon their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again till 1,000 years were finished." This is the first resurrection. "Blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. On such the second death had no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And verse 7, "And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea." Verse 9, "And they went up on the breadth of the earth and could pass the camp of the saints about a beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and should be tormented day and night forever." Repeat, day and night forever. Understand this. Keep reading verse 11. "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire." What you got to ask yourself right now is, who you going to serve today? You got to make sure your heart is right. You got to get your life together. You got to understand this. God got a plan for you. Your plan is to do his will. Stop worrying about everybody else and worry about what they're doing, but focus on what you need to do. Get your life in order. My thing about it is, if we're putting God first and doing what he tells us to do, we're not worried about what my friend said, what kind of gossip is going on into the real world. That's why I brought that particular story, because what happens is people will suffer an uproar about one person not going to the Olympics. We were not embracing the ones that were going to the Olympics. We weren't saying, hey, we'll keep those and lift up in prayer, because people are so excited about a sport, but they're not caring for people that are dying and going through. And like I said, you're so concerned about a sport, but you're not concerned at this point in time, you're going to have no people in the stands. None. So this is the perfect time as a believer that you can go, and right now you're going to intercede. Intercede that, like I said, at this point in time, that we're asking God to intervene. Intervene in our lives. Intervene in our situation. Let's stop being this fake society and be this real society. Society that's made up of doing the right thing, putting God first, not getting caught up in our ways. I tell you right now, your way going to lead you to death, but God's way will lead you to everlasting life. But for that to happen, you got to accept his son, Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. You got to stop playing these melancholy games. You got to stop being on the fence. You got to be real with yourself of who you're going to serve today. Because I promise you this, when you serve God and you serve for real, it's going to cost you something. It may cost you the people that you're hanging around. Because I tell you right now, light cannot hang in dark, can't be in the same place. The light's going to overtake the dark. So what's going to happen is you're going to outshine your people that's around you. You're going to pretty much be an irritation to them, because if they want to be stuck in their ways, what's going to happen? They are not going to like when they want to do the wrong thing. You say, like, you know what? I can't do that. My life has been redeemed. I've been bought with a price. That's why it's so imperative that we put God first. If John 3:16 is so important to you, if God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, then why are you sitting here trying to play this game like you're not a true believer? If we are true believers, if you say you love the Lord with all your heart and you lean not to your own understanding, then trust him. Trust him how you talk. Trust him how you walk. I promise you this. I don't care what's going on in your life. God has a plan for you, a plan for you to live. And by living his life is sacrifice. Means you're not worried about what other people are doing, but focusing on his game plan, his divine intervention for your life. I promise you this. Stop playing checkers, but play chess. God knows how important you are on the board. That's why I said he may not move you, may not be on the first move, but God may move you on the 20th move. Understand this. When you're playing the chessboard, yeah, we know the queen can go everywhere. But understand this. If the king is unprotected, what happens? You lose the game. I'll repeat that again. The queen can move everywhere, but if he's unprotected, you lose the game. Like I said, you can lose the game to an actual pawn that made a strategic move. That bishop could have blocked you in. Don't talk about the rook. Don't talk about the knight. Oh, my goodness. But we talk about all the time. The castle. The castle can move up, can move sideways. That's why I say in your life, you got to have it where you have a vertical connection with God, and then your horizontal life will be all together. Understand this. We understand with the knight, it makes an L shape. Yes, L straight. Because understand this. And that L shape that you're making is going to bring longevity. It's going to bring you back. You're going to come into it. But understand this. With the actual pawn that you have, the pawn is going to cross over. It moves up and it crosses. It crosses is designed to cut up anything that's in that angle direction. Understand, the Bible says that the word of God is sharper than two-edged sword. So like I said, your battle that you're facing today is a spiritual battle. It's not a physical one. So we understand this. You got to fight them with the word of God. You got to trust God like no tomorrow. Find some scriptures and live them out in your heart. I promise you this. When you put God in their proper perspective, and that perspective is this, there's nothing wrong with telling people how good God has been. You know what gets wrong? It gets wrong when you try to hide who you really are and try to be fake with these people out here who you think is your friend, who you think has all the answers. I promise you this, if God were to show you what they really are like behind closed doors, you would say, why am I wasting my time? Why am I giving my time to carnal things that have no value, no sense of urgency, no sense of life? Understand this. God, I want you to move. God, I want you to touch everyone that's on the line. God, I want their lives to be the same. Father, right now, we're claiming for a breakthrough. We're claiming right now, Father, for change. Father, right now, we are claiming right now angels on assignment to be sent forth throughout the nation. Not throughout the nation, across all seven continents. There are people that are going through all over this world. They're looking for hope. They're looking for change. And Father, put us in the right place. Father, move me where you want me to go. Speak how you want me to say it. Tell me what you want me to do. I won't have the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. I'm not talking as to be talking on this mic, but be true. Father, move my heart. Move my heart where you want me to go. Can I tell you right now, Father, you say in your word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things should be added unto you. Father, I'm not worried about house, car, and land, but these things I want to be added to me is great health. On top of that, what I want to have is a closer relationship with you, because I understand when I'm closer with you, then I know I'm not alone. I tell you right this, you could be surrounded with 1,000 people, but could be in a lonely state of mind. I tell you that right now. I'm going to repeat that again. You can have 1,000 friends around you, but have a lonely state of mind. Don't get caught up in everything sounds all cliche, but I tell you this, when you have a divine relationship with God, you will never get lonely. You're never alone in the house by yourself. I promise you this, if it's a two-way dialogue, sometimes it'd be a one-way. God needs to give you a download. Sometimes you need to be quiet. Hush him out. Don't say nothing, because a lot of times we try to over-talk the situation. Sometimes you talk yourself out of the situation all the time. You say to yourself, I ain't going to pass the test. No, you're going to pass it. You're going to pass it right now because you can do all things who Christ has strengthened you. Yes, that promotion is right there. Say to yourself, I got the promotion. Yes, I can see the new badge I'm about to swipe. I got the new promotion I'm putting on, the new outfit that God has in store for me. Yes, my business is going to flourish. You know why my business is going to flourish? Because I've been sowing seeds, and my seeds are about to harvest and about to bring forth. Yes, your health is in alignment. Because you know why? Because God has said, this is your healing time. By his stripes, Jesus' stripes, you are healed. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how it looks. You got ankle issues, knee issues, have all kind of things going on with you. But God right now is a healer. He's a healer. I tell you right now, he is a healer. He is a way maker. So we know right now, if you put God first, he's going to make a way for you. So those who are listening to me right now, hey, if you believe what God has said, then I tell you right now, be in thanksgiving. Say hallelujah. Say praise to Jesus. If God has been a blessing to you, then what you got to do is your biggest thing is tithes and offering. Whatever your local church is, whoever you listen to, whoever your man of God, your shepherd, whoever you have, make sure you put your tithes and offering in. I tell you right now, don't be a thief. Do you not say you're going to rob God? And God said, how do you rob me? You rob me in tithes and offering. I tell you right now, Malachi 3:10, that's a true statement. Remember, keep in mind, the windows of heaven's blessing is not telling you God going to drop from the sky, $1 million going to drop from your house. It don't work like that. If it was, then everybody been doing it right now. If you can say right now, hey, Father, what can I do? Your job is to make sure his house is well taken care of. I repeat again, make sure God's house is well taken care of. If God's house is well taken care of, then your house is well taken care of. Understand this. Whoever is your shepherd, listen to your shepherd's voice. I tell you right now, you got to know God for yourself. You can't just say, I'm going to listen to the word. I don't have the word with me. You got a Bible app. You got your actual physical Bible. I pray you have a physical Bible. I tell you right now, if the physical Bible is not there, that's a problem. Why I say that? For two reasons. If the internet were to go down there tomorrow, if it were to shut down, that means you can't use your app, can't use your tablet, can't use your iPad, can't use your laptop. So you got to have the word for yourself. Physical copy. Understand this, a dictionary. Got to have a physical one. Understand this, you can't Google everything for everything because sometimes it's how you say it would be the actual determination of how it's said. Understand, languages have different meanings. Understand this, one word can mean four different type of ways when it's said in different type of languages. So that's why we understand this. God has a plan for his family. So I pray this time has been a blessing to you. I pray that what you've heard today, not only did it inspire you, not only did it encourage you, but it lets you know that God has a plan for us. So family, let's know you right now. If you want to connect with us, go to our website today, www.theloganpowershow.us. Hey, donate to us. Hey, we're making a difference. Hey, I want you to understand this. God has a plan for us. So without further ado, family, let's put God first. Let him be the anchor of your life. And I promise you this, your life will never be the same. Well, hey, that's all the time I got. My name is Calvin of the Logan Power Show. I pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, that everyone's life that's been listening to the line, they've been blessed. Open the doors for them. Let them see the truth. And let your will be done both now and forever. We don't take it for granted. Everyone who's listening right now, if they're going through, heal them. Father, that they need an answer. Father, give them the answer, Father. They need correction, correct them, Father. Right now, let your will be done both now and forever in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, hey, that's all the time I got. My name is Calvin, the Logan Power Show. Nationwide, worldwide, hey, we love y'all. We'll see you soon. And, hey, to God be the glory. Miss Kimmy Kim, take us out, and y'all have a blessed night.
You wonder if you made the right choice.
Made the right choice.
You wonder if you're on the right
course. Wonder if you're on the right course.
Did you? Did you hear in that field? Trust the process.
Trust the process.
That's all it is. Just the process.
Just the process.
Just know that you are
created
for purpose.
just know you are,
the healing balm
for someone else. And in this life, friends will come and friends will go. And you wonder why this pain day in and day out. Why does it seem to stay? Put these issues and trials go away. But then he'll speak to you. And that still is my voice. Trust the process. That's all it is. It's just the process. Not just for a house and not just for a car. But it's for you to be an encouragement for somebody else. Remember that time you was going through, somebody encouraged you. So now it's your time to be a healing balm for someone else. So you wonder why friends walked away. And you wonder why these trials seem to stay. And where these issues and these burdens that I carry day in and day out. And you hear, there's a reason for it all. Just trust us. I've been placed inside of you the healing, the ability, and encouragement to someone else. Just know that you are. Yeah, someone else. My own testimony is, there was a time in my life where I was home. There was a time that I didn't know which way to go. I wanted to give up and throw in the towel. But then I remember my mother saying, Scott, put a song in your soul. Put a song in your spirit. That the going may get rough and the going may get tough. The heels, they're hard to climb. So I taught my choir.
Thank you.